Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Kamala Harris has made some really, really big mistakes this week, from Tim Walz just having scandal after scandal to rolling out her new economic policy, which was really, really bad and did not get good reception. But at the same time as that, as those problems, we have shocking new video that just came out. Nicole Shanahan, RFK Jr.'s VP nominee, just went on a podcast and said that they are very strongly considering joining Donald Trump. Here's that clip of her saying that.
There's two options that we're looking at, and one is staying in, forming that new party, but we run the risk of a Kamala Harris and Walz presidency, because we draw votes from Trump, or we draw somehow more votes from Trump, or we walk away right now and join forces with Donald Trump, and you know, we walk away from that and we explain to our base why we're making this decision. Not easy.
So hear that wording at the end, what she says. She says, explain why we are making this decision. Now, to me, what that sounds like is that that's what they're leaning towards. They're literally trying to come up right now with, how are we going to talk to the people who have supported us? Because the people who support RFK Jr., a lot of them watch this show, they're very adamant about it. They're that 5-6%, maybe it's a little bit bigger, but a lot of the polls show about 5-6%. They're very adamant that RFK Jr. is the man to do the job. And so if they, you know, step aside and that they end up, you know, endorsing Donald Trump, they have to have a good reason for the people who have supported them. And I the way that she's talking kind of seems like they've already made the decision to support Donald Trump. The question is, how are they going to package that in a good way? But either way, this is huge news, because this could upend the race completely. What we're seeing, as I just said, we're seeing about 5-6% of the vote, of the national vote everywhere, going towards RFK Jr. If he doesn't do that, and he's not running anymore, and he endorses Donald Trump, what we're going to see is, I mean, even if 3 of that, you know, I'm talking about the whole here, 3% go towards Trump, 2% go towards Kamala Harris, that is a huge bump for Donald Trump. Because, by the way, if RFK Jr. endorses Donald Trump, not all 5% are going to go for him. They just won't. If you just look, there's a lot of people from the left, there's a lot of people going, you know, from the right, who are going for RFK Jr. But I do think it would be a majority of people that would go towards Donald Trump. And so it would give him a huge boost, especially, this is true, in states like Pennsylvania, which have more independents than other states. Also, if you look, the polling for RFK Jr. in Pennsylvania has been much higher. It's been as high as 10-15%. And so if you see, again, a majority of RFK Jr.'s votes going towards Donald Trump, that could mean the entire race, because Pennsylvania is really the state to watch right now. In terms of political power, though, which is what she was talking about there at the end, is it better to support, again, this is the question that they're going through in their heads right now, is it better to support Donald Trump, just in terms of what they can do politically, or to, you know, start that third party option? And there's no question in my mind, and I've talked about this many, many times, that the best politically savvy thing that they could do is support Donald Trump. And the reason why is because, again, I've said this for so long, third party candidates and breaking out of the two-party system is just not going to happen right now. It's just not. I know there's a lot of people out there who say they want it to happen, but the conditions are not right. Despite what you hear from time to time, Republicans are a very popular political party. Democrats are incredibly robust and a strong political party. You're just not going to see another party, you know, gain waves. Again, you're seeing 5-10% for RFK Jr. That represents pretty much all the third party thinking people in America. It's just not enough to compete with Democrats and Republicans. I think, I mean, if you were to ask me, what would it take for us to see a moment like that in the United States, I would say probably you'd have to see one of our political parties just completely fracture and just explode, which, again, it could happen with, frankly, either party. I actually think the Democrats right now, with what's going on with their pro-Hamas base, you could see, you know, them split into a more liberal and then progressive party. You could see three parties theoretically then, but again, it's just not likely right now. What really shocks me though about this clip is you can see how scared Nicole is about a Kamala Harris administration. And honestly, I hadn't thought that she nor RFK Jr. were that afraid of a Harris administration. She should be, by the way. She should be terrified. Everyone should be terrified of a Harris administration, partly just because of her economic policy alone, which she, you know, talked about this week, which I'll get to later. But it makes me respect RFK Jr. and Nicole a little bit more, seeing that they really understand the threat that Kamala Harris and Tim Walz both, they pose to America and just the way that our country works. I think that it's actually a very unifying message. It's the message that they should use going forward to support Donald Trump, because at the end of the day, it's a vote between two people, right? Like, it's not like you love Donald Trump and you love Kamala Harris. In fact, you really shouldn't love either of them. You know, even, I mean, I'm supporting Donald Trump. I'm voting for him. I don't love Donald Trump. No one should love, like, just adamantly just be enthralled with this man. No, they're someone you're voting for because they, you know, support most of the values. It doesn't even have to be all of them, but just more values than the other guy. And I think that's a unifying message that RFK Jr. should go forward with, just talking about, look, me and Donald Trump have our differences. Me and Donald Trump don't agree on everything, but Harris Walz is a disaster. They will end our country as we know it. So we're supporting them, or we're supporting Donald Trump, because, you know, we have to live to fight another day, and there won't be another day if Harris and Walz are able to go forward and if they win. And of course, in return, Trump will give, you know, one or both of them a position in his cabinet. I've heard from a few Trump supporters. They've said things that they don't really want RFK Jr. in the cabinet, that Trump shouldn't give him anything. Guys, believe me. And they've even said, like, we don't want RFK Jr. Believe me when I say that you want RFK Jr. You absolutely want him, because winning elections is not about doubling down on your base eight times over. You can double down on your base a few times, and believe me, Donald Trump has done that enough. Picking J.D. Vance, for instance, was doubling down on his base. You can do it a couple times, but you also need to build coalitions, and RFK Jr. holding 5% of the national vote and an even higher margin in swing states, which Donald Trump wins, that is building the kind of coalitions that he needs in order to win the election. So believe me, guys, that is a guy that you want on your side. Making RFK Jr. the head of the EPA, for instance, which would be a very, you know, theoretically would be very likely that that's where he'd be put in Trump's cabinet. It's not going to affect your life. Like, if you're a total MAGA Republican and RFK Jr. is the head of the EPA, believe me, you're not going to hear anything about it. You're just not even going to know it exists. But if Donald Trump doesn't win because he doesn't get that 5% of the vote, believe me, you're going to feel it when Kamala Harris is the president. Well, guys, this is not the only thing that Kamala Harris has this week that's been really awful for her. But before I talk about how awful this gaffe was that I'm going to show you guys this week, I do want to talk about an app I recently started using. It's been a total game changer for my health. I've talked about it on my show for a while, but I'm very passionate about good health and fitness. That's why I partnered with Alpha Progression. Alpha Progression is by far the most intuitive workout planning app that I've ever seen. I was on it, just my first impressions of it when I was first looking at it. I was able to explore the whole app in like 5 minutes, and I instantly knew what there was. So you should go check it out right now. You can download it for free just to look at it. If you already have your workout planned, you can keep track of it in the app. So, you know, if you know what you gotta do, you can just keep track of it, because obviously in between sets, you wanna be able to, you know, record all those things so you can continue to progress in your workouts. But if you don't have that, and you either need a little bit of a shakeup with your workout, or you're just a little bit new and you don't know what you're doing, the amazing thing is that Alpha Progression actually takes your goals and they create plans for you based on what you want. And again, it's incredibly intuitive. So go check them out right now. Again, that's at alphaprogression.com. And this is the best part. If you use my code, you get 2 weeks off for completely free, and then 20% off after those 2 weeks. That's at alphaprogression.com/Joshua. Again, free for 2 weeks. So you might as well just go check it out, and then still 20% off that first payment. Again, that's at alphaprogression.com/Joshua. Awesome, guys. So Kamala Harris rolled out her awful economic policy this week, and a panelist on CNN made people, they made CNN, the anchors, absolutely speechless with just how much she destroyed it. Take a look at that clip.
Catherine, I read your piece, and I heard you just mention it. The federal ban on price gouging for groceries. You are skeptical of this. Why?
Well, first of all, nobody can explain what price gouging means. It's like that old line about pornography. I know it when I see it. in the sense that what does it mean to have an excessive price or an excessive profit margin? That seems to be shorthand for a price or a profit margin that bugs me, that seems too high. So, you know, it's very hard to pin down what this would actually mean. If you look at the legislation that, as I mentioned, is already in the Senate, led by Senate Warren and Senator Bob Casey and a slew of others, the particular way that this is written, which is likely to be the template for any proposal that Harris would eventually embrace, is especially bad in that it just bans excessive prices, grossly excessive prices, grossly excessive profit margins, and says that the Federal Trade Commission can use any metric it deems appropriate to decide what that would mean, which basically says, like, it's not going to be markets, it's not going to be supply and demand that's determining how much your grocery store charges you for milk or for eggs. It's going to be some bureaucrat in DC, which seems like totally unworkable, first of all, for the FTC to be deciding like how much Kroger charges for eggs in Michigan. But it also would be very bad for markets. We've seen this kind of thing tried in lots of other countries before: Venezuela, Argentina, the Soviet Union, etc. It leads to shortages, it leads to black markets, you know, plenty of uncertainty. And beyond that, the specific way this bill is written might actually increase prices because of some of the other language in it. Things like requiring companies, public companies, to disclose in their quarterly reports, their quarterly earnings reports, how they're setting prices, which is a great way to help them collude, which normally we don't want them to do. So anyway, you know, the devil's in the details, I guess, for that bill. But it's really hard for me to imagine any form of legislation that preserves the spirit of what she's proposing that would not be, you know, at best do nothing, at worst cause a lot of harm.
So expertly done. I mean, you can see it's almost whimsical for this girl just destroying Kamala Harris' economic policy, because it's just that ridiculous. Anyone who's paid attention in an Econ 101 class can see that price gouging is not really a thing. I mean, business executives don't just wake up and think, oh yeah, how can I make it more expensive? And even if they did that, price controls have never worked. Ever, as she said, at the very best, which this was very optimistic, at the very best, they would do nothing. And at the most, you know, at the worst, and probably what would happen, it would be absolutely disastrous. And I have to say that you can see this girl is almost like laughing because it's that ridiculous. And that is the perfect argument against leftist economics. I mean, she's not even like, she's not heated about it. She's not angry. She's just laughing. She's like, the fact that a actual presidential candidate is saying something so economically illiterate, it's funny. It is. And we should all laugh at it. We should literally just say, you're dumb. And I have to say as well that what she's doing in this is something that I think that Donald Trump and other Republicans have to take to heart. She never calls anyone a socialist. She never calls Kamala Harris a communist, which, by the way, I've done plenty of times, but she's making me kind of rethink my persuasion tactics, because she simply lists the countries that did it. Because anytime you hear, oh yeah, Venezuela did that, or Argentina do it, you hear, you're like, whoa, no, we don't want to do that. Wait, you said Venezuela did it? No, we don't want that. Even leftists will say that. But of course, moderates and Republicans will say that as well. We don't want that here. We don't want that. Sure, it is a communist policy to put price controls on things. And sure, it gives dictators crazy control. But you don't even need to say that. You can literally just laugh at it and you can say, that's what they did in Venezuela. Can you believe that Kamala Harris wants to bring that to America? She's an idiot. And that is a really effective, again, it's not to be mean, it's just to mock really bad ideas and show how economically illiterate Kamala Harris is, and frankly, all progressive Democrats are. And the reason why I say that is sometimes the words communist, socialist, it can be easy to tune those out, especially if you're on, you know, if you're a little bit in the middle or on the left. They're overused, right? And in this case, again, it really is communist. It is totalitarian, as she described, because it lets bureaucrats just determine the price of eggs, which is crazy. But if you don't use those words and you just kind of calmly explain how crazy it is and then cite examples of where it hasn't worked, it's just impossible to argue with. And what's really crazy about this economic policy is that Kamala Harris this whole time is trying to rebrand herself as a moderate, and she's doing it on the social issues, which have become a little bit more important in, you know, normal American public life, in many ways, in a good way, because those social problems are really important. And, you know, for a long time, they weren't really being addressed, and the left was just going willy-nilly with them. But then randomly, Kamala Harris is like incredibly out there on her economics. And so, as I've talked about before, like, people are not responding well to this. And it's no wonder. It's so bad. And this was a completely, it's just a huge gaffe for Kamala Harris, because she's been trying to rebrand herself as a moderate, and this was anything. But I wanted to show you guys these two really fascinating polls that just came out, just to kind of show you where people are at with this economic policy. This is a New Virginia poll. I'm putting it up on the screen right now. This New Virginia poll is by Roanoke. I don't even know how to say this, honestly. Roanoke College. You can tell me how to pronounce it in the comments. This is in Virginia, and you're seeing that Trump is down 3. That, if Trump wins Virginia, this race could be over. So suddenly Virginia might be a swing state. Look over here. You can see these other series of polls. This is the swing states. It's not even including Georgia, by the way, which by a lot of pollsters are saying Georgia is hardly even a swing state right now because Trump has such a good hold on it. You can see North Carolina is up. I don't think North Carolina is a swing state like people are saying it is, but in any case, Trump is up anyway. He's up in Michigan. He's up in Arizona. He's up in Nevada. If these polls hold true, and again, this is a little bit of a change from the last few weeks, if those polls hold true, Donald Trump wins, and he wins pretty handily. And as I've said in the past, like, there's been some bad polling for Trump in the recent days, but if this is the best it gets for Kamala Harris, the honeymoon period is over. The DNC may give her a slight bump, as I've talked about in the last couple of weeks. I don't know how true that is, because you're seeing massive protests there. They're shoving Joe Biden off till 11 o'clock at night so no one can see him. It doesn't look great, but maybe they'll see a slight bump. But I think what this polling could be is the end of the Kamala honeymoon period, and I think a lot of it is because of the massive mistake she made of the first time she's really starting to talk about policy. It's like communist stuff, economics. Again, she needs a much better lead than this if she wants to win, because theoretically this is the best it's going to get for Kamala Harris, because it's her honeymoon stage. Right now, the Economist predicts that it's a dead heat between Trump and Harris. And just as a reminder, just a little bit of perspective with that, The Economist said in 2020, a 97% chance of Joe Biden winning. And Joe Biden did end up winning, but he won by a factor of like a couple thousand votes in 3 key swing states. So it was incredibly close, and they called it as not close at all. So if they're calling it close right now, chances are Donald Trump is actually in a much better place than we think. Also, something a lot of people are not talking about is that Republicans are not polling super well in Senate races. However, as we've seen in the past, if people vote on the top of the ticket for Donald Trump, they may vote Republican down the line. And so not only is it huge that Donald Trump wins, but if he wins, he may pull other Republicans that were otherwise losing ahead and winning in those key swing states in those Senate races. Thank you so much for watching, everybody. Please go down below, comment, like, and subscribe, and watch another video.
Every dating app swap is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Moto Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them. While everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Moto Casino, the only app worth your time.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.